Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you going?
All right. Did you go to the Big Bash yesterday?
I didn't go yesterday. I watched it all on TV, though. It's very easy to watch on TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
TV product, of course. But, gee, it was a good win, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They struggled in the end to get that last partnership out. But, and Daniel Warrell was fantastic the way he brought the Adelaide Strikers back into the game. But it was a dominant performance before that for the Hurricanes. They were outstanding, I thought. Darcy Short was interesting. He looked like he was only in second gear and struggled to get ball on the back in those first few overs, but then mid-innings, bang, off he went, and it was just breathtaking to watch some of those shots he was playing. And then our bowlers were fantastic as well. Could do no wrong with the ball. Riley Meredith was kicking the ball along the ground and getting people out. That's how well they were going. So a great start to the tournament. We've got seven of a possible 8 points on offer so far, so Adam Griffith will be really happy waking up this morning. And got another game tomorrow night, of course, up in Launceston against the Strikers, a return bout in the space of a couple of days. So they go into that game full of confidence.
Yeah, and Darcy, yeah, he shouldn't have got out, really. He was just striking it so well. But that's, the nature of T20 cricket. It's, it's up, then it's down, then it's up, then it's down. And that's what makes it so appealing. But, yeah, he should have gone on and got 100 yesterday. And they look pretty good. And the new guy, Tim David, looks the goods.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? He looks fantastic. Can't wait to see what he can produce through the tournament. Looks like he was targeted by Adam Griffith over the off-season from his time in WA. So, yeah, he's obviously seen something there he liked, and we're starting to see that now as well.
Mm. So, the Australia A game versus India. Ben McDermott got 100 yesterday.
Yeah, he did, after a duck in the first inning. Mm. Unbeaten 100 in the second dig, which was great. 107 not out. Wildermuth got 111 as well. So, yeah, very, very nice play from those two batsmen in particular. The match ended up being a draw, of course, and then we've got the first test to look forward to later this week, so can't wait for that. So unfortunately, Marcus Harris, who's come into this team, only got a score of 5 in the second innings, and to go with his 26 in the first. Joe Burns, well, you just can't buy a run at the moment, Joe Burns. I just don't think you can play him in this sort of form.
No.
1 in the second innings and a duck in the first. Just can't produce at the moment, so it'd be a brave call to put him into that first test, I reckon, as an opener.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Joe and all other players who are in contention, there's no Sheffield Shield on at the moment, so it's not as if he can go back and make 100 for Queensland.
So, that's right, yeah, exactly right. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do on Thursday. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to the test series as well. Obviously, only this first test is all Virat Kohli will play, which is disappointing, but understandably he's heading home for the birth of his child, so and hopefully David Warner's back too for the second test at the MCG. And Mitchell Starc's the other interesting one as well. Does he play this week? He's obviously been out with personal reasons, and hopefully everything's okay there. But without any sort of form under his belt, does he walk straight back into this team? We'll have to wait and see.
Mm. Okay, well, let's leave the cricket and go to WNBL basketball finals week.
Yeah, it is. All wrapped up yesterday with 3 games. So we saw Townsville knock over the Boomers. Southside are flying. That's why they called the Flyers. 101 to 82. They defeated the Capitals. And also Sydney Uni Flames knocked over Adelaide Lightning by 26 points. So, yeah, we're set up with the semi-finals now on Wednesday night, a doubleheader. 6 o'clock, we've got the Capitals and the Boomers taking on each other. And then Southside and Townsville as well. So I guess whoever wins that goes straight through to the grand final. The loser would play the winner of the Capitals and Boomers. We're using a top 4 system here. So it's been a good season, a quick season, it must be said. But obviously in the hub up there in Queensland, the 13 games have all played each. And yeah, as you say, Darren, we're in the finals now, which is exciting.
Yeah. Right. Max Verstappen wins the final GP overnight at Abu Dhabi. Dan Ricciardo finished 7th. So that's his last race now. He's done with Renault, so into the Mercedes next year for Dan.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Fresh start for him. It's done, is it? The Formula One season's done, finally.
Mm. I know, right? Nearly Christmas.
It's been a long year in many ways, hasn't it? But Formula One, just like the A-League, has seemed to have gone forever and ever and ever. But looking forward to next year and a fresh start for Daniel Ricciardo. And nice to see a different winner in the final race of the season as well, other than Lewis Hamilton. But we should say, well done to him. He's had a phenomenal year, that's for sure.
Hey, did I hear something about young Alex Pironi going to America?
Yeah, that's the rumour. He was sort of tossing up. But obviously, I think he's been offered a Formula 2 drive, but he can't raise the funds. It's just an incredible amount of money you need. I think it was, I'm going off the top of my head here, about $4 million Australian dollars, something like that. So it's a lot of money, especially in COVID times. So he's looking to go to the Indy Lights series in the US, which is the underpinning championship of IndyCar. So I spoke to him a few weeks ago, and that was a decision he was sort of tossing up, and I probably should chase it up and see if he's got any news today, Darren. So yeah. I might do that.
Have you got some news on the TSLW?
Yeah, not looking good for the statewide women's competition to go ahead next year. We saw North Launceston withdraw from that for their own reasons about a month ago, and that left four teams, and I don't think another team wants to play in a four-team competition, which would leave only three. So it looks like these teams will go back to the NTFA and the SFL respectively, and we won't have a statewide women's program, unfortunately. I think they're looking at having a final series, a statewide final series, potentially at the end of the season. But as far as the TSLW goes, which only came in 4 or 5 years ago, it might be not around next year, which is really disappointing. And we've seen over the weekend some of the biggest names in the comp, the Premiership coach, Ange Dixon, and the league best and fairest, Sarah Skinner, come out and voice their displeasure, I suppose, that this might be the case. Mm. So no doubt this will be a big story in the next week or so.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren.